right. Well, this morning from Tri-County Bank, we have John Schmatterer and Joel Steinhauser. And gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good to have you here. And we're going to be talking about some things in the banking industry. And, of course, I know there's been a lot of news stories and a lot of maybe stuff people have read either on the website or in the newspapers or on news sources or heard on the TV or the radio. And we're going to kind of talk a little bit about some of those things that are in the news and maybe how they affect us or how they don't affect us out here in rural Nebraska. And of course, top of the news stories, of course, have been the recent bank failures. And maybe just elaborate a little bit on those and maybe what they are and how they happen and maybe how they might affect us or not affect us out here.
Yeah, Scott, I'd be happy to talk about that. There certainly has been a lot of news about, in particular, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. And in the media, sometimes they make it sound like these were regional banks, as they call it. You know, these are large corporate. They are certainly not regional banks. Silicon Valley Bank was the 16th largest bank in the nation. So they're, both of their assets would collectively total more than the entire state of Nebraska banking assets. So these are large corporate entities that were poorly managed. And we just wanted to talk a little bit about the difference that, you see in our Nebraska banking system versus what you saw with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. A couple of the things that really stand out is that both of these banks, they had primarily online banking relationships, so that they weren't personal banking relationships. So when you don't have that personal connection and something in the market changes, you don't, you're not able to kind of give the advice that, we're used to in our community banking system. Both banks, over 90% of their entire deposit base were uninsured. So in the community banking system, we work really hard to make sure that all of our deposits are insured. We have some real easy steps. We have some easy steps for those that are, near those limits that we can do a calculation and make sure that your all of your deposits are insured. Whereas in these bank failures, 90% of them were uninsured. And they're also in niche markets. So we serve the greater community out here, the community banking system in Nebraska. Yes, there's a lot of ag production and business, ag business that's tied to ag. But at the same time, we are definitely not niche banks, you know, where Silicon Valley banks really serve the startup technology companies and Signature Bank really served cryptocurrency companies. So we saw some real concentration in, assets there.
All right. I think, yeah, just good examples, John, of why, while it's great to do a business with a bank that's right here in your hometown, multiple locations and people that you see every day face to face.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I just couldn't get over the fact that most of those were online and uninsured, where, you know, community banks in Nebraska just don't deal that way. It's all about understanding the customer and their needs. And when things go good, we're helping them. And when things go tough, we're helping, helping them.
And if you need to be calmed or reassured, I know you've mentioned you've received a couple of phone calls from some of your customers inquiring to making sure that, hey, our deposits are insured, right?
Yeah, that's correct. If you are wondering how that works, please call one of our bankers. They will walk you through it. If you have deposits with us or somewhere else, we can certainly, FDIC has a great website where you can determine whether your accounts are 100% insured or not.
All right. Well, let's talk about some other things and interest rates and economic environment. Of course, that's also seems to be in the news about every day, doesn't it?
Yeah, no question, Scott. you know, the Federal Reserve has raised rates since March 17th of 2022 by 5%. This is a historical rate increase. In fact, four times in a row, four meetings in a row, they increased it by 0.75 points. So, you know, some of that takes a little delay, but that's tough. It's tough on customers. It's tough on banks. Time will solve all of that, no question. But we're going to start feeling that here in the near future. So as people come in and they say, well, what's the rate on this? Well, if you're on the deposit side, that's a good thing. If you're borrowing money, that's quite a change from where we've been the last 20 years.
And again, any of the staff at Tri-County Bank would be glad to visit with folks like that. If you got questions, just like I said, call or ask or send an email or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's correct. We want to talk through that because our job really is to make sure that you are leveraging the new rate situation to the best of your ability for your unique situation.
Well, we are in definitely a technological world now, and there's different... back in the good old days, it was just always cash or write a check. But let's talk about some of the different ways that people can make payments and some of the different payment channels that are available now.
Well, as you know, Scott, I mean, the landscape of payments just in general has changed. You know, everything, people want it to be instant. People want it to happen now. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. So, you know, many of us have used Venmo. Many of us have used we have a Tri-County Bank called Zelle, which is basically a safer alternative of Venmo that keeps you within the banking system end to end. But there's just a lot of stuff out there right now, and you know, maybe some misconceptions out there in the world about how do these things work? Is my money safe? Where is my money even going? So one of the biggest things we've seen, you know, on the horizon is coming out from the Federal Reserve, and that's called the FedNow system. And what that's going to be able to do is keep your money within the banking system, FDI insured, completely safe, and let those payments happen instantly. Now, it's not a change you're going to notice every day, but you're going to have some different options eventually down the road of sending money to people, whether that be person to person, whether you need to pay a bill to somebody, or, you know, Scott, maybe even in your case, a business paying a person or a business paying another business. So that's going to definitely be a change here in the payments landscape. You know, I've already started rolling this out, but you know, it will continue to become more prevalent. And one other thing I want to mention with that is there has definitely been some misconceptions out there about some of these faster payments. If that has anything to do with a central bank digital currency or cryptocurrency or whatever, these payment systems are just the rails to move your money around between banks, between people. So this doesn't mean, hey, the government's tracking every one of my dollars. This doesn't mean I have an account with the Federal Reserve. All that these changes are is getting your payments quicker, faster, more efficiently, you know, between people or between where it wants to go. But obviously, these things change quickly, and it takes a lot for both banks and consumers to keep up.
Right, and of course, a lot of bills you might have used to receive in the mail are now coming email, and you have an option of paying online. Yeah. And if you got any questions about is this safe or not, I'm sure you guys can help answer those questions too, or easiest way to make the transaction.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, of course, with those things, of course, comes more fraud opportunities out there. And one thing we've seen, you know, we've always seen it, but especially in the last year and even in the last 6 months, a lot more fraud scams that people are trying to, you know, perpetrate on our customers. And a lot of that may have to do with this new digital payment environment. A lot of it has to do with cryptocurrency. We've even seen a huge uptick in just straight check fraud. So as things become more sophisticated and faster, you know, the ability for something to happen fraudulently and not, you know, be able to realize what's going on before you make the payment, you know, that can happen now. So we encourage our customers. Number one, we have a lot of good training resources on our website. Number two, if you aren't sure, if it seems suspicious, it probably is.
Right.
Call your banker. You know, we've seen probably all the different scams. Call someone you trust and just say, hey, does this seem too good to be true? It probably is. But as things change, the hackers are becoming more sophisticated as well.
And I mean, we've even heard of stuff out here of people wanting to buy a dog, and you needed to put $100 down to keep the dog, and then find out that they didn't have a dog.
But they're going to request the payment through a Venmo channel, through an Apple gift card, through something that makes it seem suspicious. And of course, it's something that once you pay, the money's gone. But to your point, Scott, we were talking about, you know, there's stuff on the local swap shops, there's stuff on Facebook, it's everywhere. So please be diligent. You know, they're targeting everybody. They're targeting younger people. They're targeting older people. So it's just everywhere right now.
Yeah. And John, I think you mentioned, John, that your staff have weekly meetings on updates on just what's going on out there in the world. Because there's, like I said, it changes every week.
We do. We have a risk management committee, and that's what we talk about every week. So, you know, it's our job really to be on top of this and to give people good advice. So a big part of what we do is understand what's out there and how we can protect people and make sure that they have safe banking systems.
You bet. So safe and secure, and the fact that you get a deal with people that you know and people that you can call on the phone and know you're visiting with a member of the team from Tri-County Bank, and that's what you guys are all about, is customer service, right?
That's why we're here.
All right. John and Joel, anything else this morning?
Now, I just want to share that the community banking system in the state of Nebraska and in rural Nebraska is safe and sound, and we're in a strong position, and we're your partner. So as you read things and see things that you have question on a national level, you know, come talk to one of your bankers, your relationship banker, so we can walk you through that. But our banking system in Nebraska is safe and healthy and open for business, and your deposits are safe with us, and we're still doing a lot of lending in ag and business.
You bet. And you guys have a lot of good information on your website. If you're up in the middle of the night and you want to do a little snooping, go to tricountybank.com, and you can check out some good information there as well.
It's open 24/7, Scott. So, yeah, but there we do have a lot of resources out there about financial literacy as well. And that ages, you know, ranges from ages, I think, what, 5 to, you know, adults. So there's just a whole bunch of good stuff out there, even if you want to start teaching your kids about banking. But in addition to that, we have a lot of resources out there, you know, what we're seeing with fraud and education. So it is a great place to go if you have any questions.
Yeah, if you see the word Bonsai on our website, that's our financial literacy. It's a great name, and it's an even better program. But it's for everyone. So we use it in our schools a lot, but we also use it just for our own financial literacy.
All right. John and Joel, anything else before we let you go?
Thanks for having us, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for letting us be a part of it.
You betcha. Thanks for coming in, John Schmatter and Joel Steinhauser from Tri-County Bank. Check them out at tricountybank.com.